everybody, and welcome to the AK Show with your host, AK the Ref. Let's go. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go. Yes, we are here at the AK Show. Yes, we have changed formats. We are now doing video podcast of the new named from the 2.9 podcast to the AK Show. And I'm your host, AK the Ref. How is everybody doing on this Wednesday evening? I hope everybody's having a fabulous Wednesday so far. Happy hump day. You're halfway through the week, almost to the weekend. You know what it is. So let me just go a quick rundown of how things are going to be on the new podcast, the new name. We're gonna start doing video. I want to do video, see how this turns out. If it doesn't turn out well, we'll just go back to audio. But I'm going to do video, doing video right now. As you can see, I got my homes right up there. Painted picture of my homes right up there, you know, because we're in the AFC Championship game this week against the Baltimore Ravens. I can't wait. It's going to be a fabulous game. Let's go. We need the Chiefs to get that dub. Let's go. But how things are going to work, as you know, I've changed the name to The AK Show. I'm still your host, AK the Ref. I will always be AK the Ref. That is my nickname. That is my thing from pro wrestling and being a referee. But we're changing to a video format. And we're going to go in the direction of talking about sports entertainment. So with the 2.9 podcast, we started out with sports entertainment. Then we just went to like talking about just pro wrestling and like being informative and knowledge and giving, you know, advice. Things like that, but now I want to be able to talk about anything from sports world to the entertainment world, right? And sports can include football, basketball, baseball, soccer, you know, pro wrestling, anything in between. Like, you know, we got the Olympics coming up this summer, shit like that, golf, things like that. And then like the entertainment portion, talk about movie, music, television shows, video games, you know, different events and things like that. That's how this show is going to be now. We're staying true. We're going to stay with this, and we're going to push it forward, and we're going to make this. And that's why I had no episodes on the last couple weeks, because I was thinking, and like, I want to do this. Like, I want to be able to talk about this, too, instead of just being, you know, just on one subject line, you know. I don't want to limit myself, but I feel like sports entertainment world, I really can dig into. You know, we can find guests that, you know, are involved in music, movies, TV shows, or find guests that are in sports and things like that when we get to that point. And don't worry, like, I'm still what I was doing in the last couple weeks with the 2.9 podcast, talking about pro wrestling and being informative to help people out that want to get involved or already involved and want that. Looking for that good advice to help them get to the next level. Like, I'm still going to do that on this, on the AK Show. Like, that's not going to stop. I'm still going to have episodes where I talk about pro wrestling in that way. So don't think that ain't going to happen. But I might talk about pro wrestling other ways. I might talk about upcoming, you know, shows or matches that I can just watch. But I'm also going to talk about it in that way that can help people. And also have guests on that can give knowledge and advice and help people as well. But we're going to talk about other stuff too. So each show is going to be different from week to week. We're still going to come on Wednesdays. We're going to be in the video format. Now, the only way you'll be able to watch the video format is if it will only be available on Spotify, the video format. So if you're listening to the AK Show on another streaming device or service platform, then it would be the audio version. So if you want to see the video version, you got to have Spotify. But, I haven't thought about uploading to YouTube. Maybe we'll see. But right now, I'm just going to keep it with this, uploading this video, you know, the AK Show, uploading it. Because I do all my stuff through Spotify for podcasters. So when I'm done with an episode, I upload through that, and it goes up to Spotify, it goes up to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and, you know, I think it goes to iHeart and other platforms. But the video version of this podcast will be up on Spotify, and the other platforms are going to be audio version only. So that's the way we're going to do it. I'm excited. You know, this is my background for now. I'm just chilling on my couch, you know, downstairs and we're just doing a thing. But eventually, you know, I get a different setup. Right now, I'm just chilling on the couch. We having a conversation. You know, we're going to be relaxed. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to chill. But on today's show, I just want to get into I'm not going to get into the sports stuff because I want to continue from what I finished off from the last episode, when it was the 2.9 podcast, where I talked about character development. And now I want to get into promo work, because I think that goes hand in hand with character development. Because I wanted to, because that was part one. This is part two of it. So, but I will say that I am going to do like either a Friday or Saturday episode this week, just to go over the NFC and AFC championship game, give my thoughts on who I think is going to win each game and what each team needs to do to win. But you already know, I think the Chiefs are going to win. But I'll give my opinion on what I think each team needs to do to win in advance of the Super Bowl. So I'll give a bonus episode either Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure. I'll probably do it like Saturday, day before the conference championship game. But today we're going to get started on that promo work. So you know it is pro wrestling. You know, let's get it. So in pro wrestling, like I went over the last episode, character work. Like, you got to develop a character. When you know, you're becoming a wrestler, you got to develop this character, this gimmick, something that people look at and can gravitate towards, whether they're booing you or whether they're cheering you, right? You want that reaction. So whatever your character is, like, when you start out, like I said, you're trying to figure out, you have an idea. Like, when you start training, you kind of have an idea of what you want to go for. And it's just about building on that character, evolving that character, adding new wrinkles, new things, changing it completely, being the same character, but in a different way. So, but now, once you've got that, you got to put the promo. You got to be able to talk on the mic, because that's where a wrestler makes their money. Yes, you got to be good in the ring. Yes, you got to have a character. But if you can talk on the mic, whoo, you can last a long time in pro wrestling. I mean, you can't just be complete hot garbage in the ring. Like, you got to be decent. But if you can talk on the mic, come on, you got a chance. So that's where cutting promos helps. And I just want to go over, like, some ways I think you can help yourself if you're not a very good talker, in the ways that you can cut promos. So I know in this day and age, like, if you heard stories in WWE now that a lot of their promos are scripted, from like back in the Attitude Era, they had more free reign. And, you know, you think, you know, you watch promos from the Attitude Era, you know, within WWE and at the time when it was WWF and WCW, compared to now in WWE, you see that promos are different. You see that they're different. They had more free reign back then. I mean, you had the bullet points that you had to hit on, but you're able to talk. Now, you know, promos today is more, here's a script, read over it, memorize it, go out there, cut a great promo. And the key to cutting a great promo is making people believe what you're saying, and not that you're trying to remember from reading from a script. Now, there may be certain individuals, like in WWE, that might get a little bit more free reign, but if you got that script, you're going over that promo, you have to make people believe in what you're saying, and not that you're thinking of memorizing a promo. And that's what makes a good worker, a good promo person, that can cut a good promo, is if you could take that script and make people believe in what you're saying. Because that's the whole point of cutting a promo, is making people believe in you and what you're saying. That if you're cutting a promo against your opponent, right, and you read the script and you memorize it, and you gotta put your own flair on it, right? You gotta get that character work in. You gotta cut this promo like no other. You can't just be like, I wouldn't say this. No, you can't have that mentality if you're cutting a promo. If you get the script and say, this is what they want you to say, you cut the promo. You make people believe. So if I'm cutting the promo against my opponent, that I'm going to kick his ass and all this stuff, and I'm saying all this, and people are like, damn, what that guy is that? Or you can have the other version, like, nah, it felt like he was just memorizing the script, you know? But, and that's more when you get into, like, WWE, maybe AEW, Impact, things like that. You know, maybe even NWA, where you have more structure with the promo. And, like, this is what we want you to say. But, like, when you're on the indies, you have more free reign. So, but you can't just go out there and just start talking and blabbing without, like, a point. So, like, the key to cutting a good promo is, like, you got to give the bullet points. Like, if you're cutting a promo, so if you're cutting a promo for your upcoming match against somebody, you want to let people know where that match is, when it is, what time, what city, what date, and who you're facing. So you want to get those key points across in throughout the promo and at the end. So when you cut the promo, you want to cut it against your opponent. But you don't want to say something like, if you're facing somebody that's older than you, and be like, I'm going to beat this old man's ass. And then if you cut that promo and you go in there and you're scheduled to lose, and you say, I thought you said you were going to beat that old man's ass. He whooped your ass. It's going to look bad on you. So don't say something that's like, makes your opponent less than. Because if you go in there and win, they're going to be like, well, you said he was old, so we figured you were going to win. Say something else that builds your opponent up. But at the same time, you're talking your stuff to him and you're not going to back down. But don't, like, just tear your opponent. Because if you tear your opponent down completely, it's going to make not, and even if you go in there and win, you're going to be like, people are going to be like, well, you said he wasn't any good. And then if you lose, you lost to this person you said wasn't any good. So you got to build your opponent up while at the same time being like, I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to kick your ass. I know you're good. I get that. But I'm coming in with a different mentality and things like that. Like, you can say that your opponent, I know you've been doing this for a long time. I know you got experience. I know you can do this. I know you've been around the world. But I'm coming with heart. I'm coming with the mind, the mentality that I'm going to win. And so you build your opponent up, but you got people believing, no, I think he could win this. I know that guy is good, but people would say, well, hear that and be like, damn, I know that guy he's facing is good, but I believe he could win. You want to make people believe that you're going to do something. You're going to win. You don't want to tear down your opponent. You want to build them up. So when it gets to that match, you have that match, go out there and you do your thing. You got people invested. And then when they think back, they're like, damn, that was a match. Man. I mean, they still show videos from like the old days and like Attitude Era where like you had like Rock and Austin building up a show. They were just had it building up to their matches. It was incredible. I mean, you just go watch promos from back in the day. Just go watch promos from even managers. Watch promos from managers. Watch promos from the greats. You know, Ric Flair, Steve Austin, Triple H, The Rock. All watch Road. I mean, people from DX. Who else? Just watch the managers too. Watch, just go back and watch those guys. Watch guys today. Watch John Cena cut a promo. And every time he speaks, I know John Cena gets a lot of hate, but every time he speaks, he believes in what he says. You believe him. You believe the hustle, loyalty, respect. So just get used to talking. Like, I know you may get into wrestling and be like, I don't want to talk. You got to talk. You got to be able to cut a good promo. Hell, just start practicing when you're at home, like get in front of the mirror, put your camera on, get your phone out, put your camera on, and just talk. And just like just practice promos. Just keep practicing because that's the only way to get better. Like if you're not good at promos or you don't feel confident, how are you going to get better? By practicing. If you don't, then you won't get any better. So just like if you're at home, you're a wrestler, right? And you've been training. You haven't had any matches yet, or maybe you've had a couple, just pull your phone out, record yourself cutting a promo on a random person, right? And then watch it back. And maybe send it to one of your trainers, say, hey, I cut this promo, you know, on so-and-so, can you look at it? You know, I just kind of made up, like, an event that I'm going to face this guy, or my opponent, or whoever the case may be, and I said it was going to be here, here, and here, and I cut a promo, can you give me some feedback? just cut a promo. Like, you can even write down, like, just how, like, it, like I said, when your character work, right? You know how your character's supposed to talk, and maybe they say certain words. Like, get a notepad, get your phone, get your notes out, write down certain words that your character would say. Like, if your character's a heel, and you got certain words that your character would say, or maybe ways they would pronounce these words, write that down, jot that down, so you know next time, like, I'm gonna add this in, because this is what my character would say in that moment. So just keep practicing. Remember, there's key points that you have to hit on. If you're cutting a promo in the indies, just hit on the key points of, if you're cutting a promo against your opponent, you name your opponent, you name where this you're wrestling your opponent, what time, if it's on TV, where they can watch it, and things like that, and where people can come watch it, and if it's on, like, live streaming, what time and how they can watch it. And you just build your opponent up, but you also talk your stuff, make people believe you're gonna go in there and do something. If it's one of those things where, like, you're in a cage match, like, I'm gonna go all out, I'm gonna do anything I have to do to go win. Like, I know you're coming in here, but please believe I'm coming up on a whole nother level, and I will do what it takes to win. See, I said, I know my opponent's gonna come with it. I know they're good, but I'm gonna come crazy. If you're having a normal match, you're just trying to build up hype. You're trying to hype up. The whole point of a promo is to hype up the match. Hype it up to where fans of you or the other person, your opponent, are believing that, I think they can win, I think that person can win. Like, it's split. You don't want to go into it and be like, yeah, that person's going to win. Or that person said that the person sucks, so if they win, we knew they were going to win. If they lose, well, maybe they suck. You got to hype up the match. That's the whole point of a promo, is to hype up the match, hype up an event, like, and things like that. Like the Royal Rumble. Like, you're going to hype it up. Like, you know that we have 30 people in the Royal Rumble, right? If you're in the men's Royal Rumble or the women's Royal Rumble, we got 30 individuals, right? I'm going to be the one that wins, right? I know there's this person. I know there's that person. I don't care. I'm going to do what it takes to win the Royal Rumble so I can get my championship match at WrestleMania, right? You're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to hype that fucking match up, right? Because the Royal Rumble is this weekend, right? Everybody wants to win. So when it's time for you to cut your promo for that Royal Rumble match, right? You got to hype it up to be like, I'm going to win. And don't just say you're going to win. Say why you're going to win. Say you're going to do whatever it takes, right? You're going to say something that gets people believing. You know, I think that person might win, right? I don't know. I think that person that's talking right now, they made me believe that he's going to win. You want to have people feeling that, I don't know, that person might win. Yes, we all know wrestling scripted and things like that. The fans don't know who's going to win or lose. They don't know the outcome. You got to make people believe you're going to win. Like, yeah, you may know the outcome, but that's the whole point. It's theater. It's acting. Like, at that point, you get in the ring. Before you get in the ring, you're doing all the theatrics. You're doing the acting. You got to make people believe. That's what makes you a good talker, a good promo person. If you cut that good promo, make people believe in what you're saying, you're doing a good job. You got people invested. So that's why I say, work on your character and then work on your promos. Because I'm telling you, if you can talk and you can make sense and you can make people invested in what you're saying, and they're, if you get in that ring, you got that mic, And they know, like, oh, he's going to say something. Hold on, we got to listen, right? If you don't have people wanting to listen to you, you're not there yet. You got to keep practicing. You got to keep working. You got to get good at this. Practice at home. Practice during training. Shit, when you're in the car and to a wrestling show and you're driving, practice cutting promos. This is why you're driving. Cut a promo on anything. Cut a promo. If you got kids, cut a promo on your kids. Cut a promo on your spouse, right? Cut a promo on your dog. Cut a promo on anything. Like, make, like, I got this can right here, right? Of Canadian Dry, right? Cut a promo on that. If you're really good, you cut a promo on this, right? I'm telling you. You cut a promo on this can. Like, I fuck this can up. I know it cut me and everything, but I fuck this can up. I would be tough, you know, things like that. Just work on practicing, cutting promos on people, objects and items, and just be like, hey, I cut a promo on this chair. It was looking at me the wrong way. I know it's made of wood. I know it's tough. It's gonna be a challenge. So I'm coming to fight. Damn, him and that chair are gonna be a good goddamn match. I'm telling you, if you could talk, you got a shot in wrestling. You can get somewhere. And then put it all together. The character, the in-ring work, the work ethic, evolving that character, and evolving your promo work. Change it up a little. You know, do certain mannerisms when you talk. Maybe say some words differently. Enunciate words. Pronounce words differently. And things like that. And that will help you get to that next level. So, yeah, I lost connection. So, but what I was saying, like, if you just cut a good promo, you'll be good to go, man. Put along with character work and everything like that. So, I don't want to keep everybody too long. I want everybody to enjoy the rest of their Wednesday. I hope information like this helps everybody that is involved in pro wrestling, or maybe it's something. Individual that's getting started in pro wrestling. I hope information like this helps you. That's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, we're on the new tip with the AK show. We're gonna keep it with sports and entertainment, and we will have episodes like this in the terms of pro wrestling and just giving out knowledge and just things that I've learned over the course. You know, I'm in year 10. Yeah, year 10. Going into year 10. I've already been 9 years in, so year 10 is just things I've learned from just watching, you know, talking to people, going to seminars, listening to other interviews, you know, just like if you're at a show, just watch. If you have questions, ask somebody. If you know somebody's a good talker, good promo person, go ask for advice. Have them watch a promo that you cut. Like, ask for advice. Hey, how can I make this better? What can I do to be better? Like I said, you just got practice. You got to practice talking. You got to practice doing it. That's the only way to get better. But you know what it is. I want to thank everybody for joining me on the new edition of the AK Show. We here, baby. We doing the video thing. You know what it is. So I've made my decision. I will do a special bonus episode on Saturday to discuss the conference championship games in the NFL. We got the Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. And we got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be some good football this weekend. We got two games left to determine who goes to the Super Bowl. And you know who the hell I want to go to the Super Bowl. Because if we go again, that'll be back-to-back. And we got another time. We got another chance to win another ring. But it's going to be a hard-fought victory. It's going to be a hard-fought game to get that victory. I ain't putting none past the Ravens. So we got Mahomes, we got the Chiefs, we got a good defense, we got Andy Reid, we got Steve Spagnuolo. Let's go. So with that said, I'll see everybody this Saturday. I'm out. Peace.